It's Bob Simpson on Phoenix FM. Well, now we're well and truly into summer, and it's the time of the year for some great community days out with summer fairs and fun days going on all over the place. Well, we're about to find out about one fun day that not only has a fantastic lineup of entertainment for all the family, but is raising funds for charity too. It's Cromer Park Family Fun Day, taking place on Saturday the 21st of July. And here to tell us all about it is Anthony Simpson, Wayne Hannaway, and Scott Hannaway. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for having us.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for coming in. Now, so we've got another Simpson in the studio today then, Anthony. You look a bit familiar. Are we related or something?
I believe we have the pleasure, yes. Uncle Bob.
I know. You're my little nephew. I used to carry you about on my shoulders back in the day, and I wouldn't want to attempt it now. I'm not saying, you know, I'm not being nasty or anything, but...
No chance. No chance.
You're a bit of a lad, aren't you? Anyway.
I think you meant to say lump.
Maybe. Anyway, on to the serious business of the Cromer Park Family Fun Day. First of all, who wants to tell us the story of how all you guys came together to end up organising this event?
Okay, Bob, I'll go first. That's right. Wayne here. So again, thanks for having us.
That's all right.
So we are a group of friends from times gone by. A lot of us through the committee that arranged the event and around the event have known each other since school. I've known this lad to my right, Scott, my whole life. So between us, we've got some history just before we even got on the playing field. And that was Cromer Park FC. We played a lot of football together through the 2000s. As part of that process, grew some really strong bonds. And after we all hung up our boots, we decided that it'd be nice to get together again once a year and start our Cromer Park Family Fun Day.
Yeah, so
we kicked that off about 5 years ago and have been going from strength to strength. Started 200 strong in the first year, and now we're up to about 700 to 1,000 attendees on the day.
We are indeed.
Fantastic. Now, why did you decide to support Diabetes UK with the fun day?
Well, one of the core foundations of us on a personal level was to raise money for Diabetes UK, and that was in memory of one of our former players, Matt Sell.
Right.
Matt was one of the founding members of our football club, but sadly passed away from diabetes. So that was the connection between the football club and the charity, and one of the reasons that we decided to start doing the day that we started about 5 years ago.
Well, that's a great thing to do in his memory, and sorry to hear that. So how many of these events have you held so far, and how much have you raised for Diabetes UK?
So we've had now four events, and this is going to be our fifth year running. And we average about 10,000 a year. We raise money predominantly for Diabetes UK, although we have branched out and raised money for a local charity as well once in the past. And collectively, we've raised in the region of £35,000 to £40,000 for charity.
Fantastic. Absolutely amazing. And I saw a picture of you, Wayne, receiving an award for your efforts. It was a fundraising Inspire Award.
You didn't know you were going to get it, did you?
No. It was quite a surprise. So we were nominated, and I went along for the experience to meet some of the folks from the Diabetes UK campaign trail. And basically, yeah, we sat there in the audience not expecting to be recognised, let alone given the award. So it was a big surprise and one that was well received collectively.
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, it wasn't just a personal award to you, was it? It was to the whole group, I believe.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it extends far beyond just the committee of chaps that used to be part of the Cromer Park Football Club that arranged the day. It goes all the way through the whole event, really, from people that supply our music, people that come along and volunteer to do things like face painting, the place that helps us with the venue, Henderson Sports Club, which we'll come on to shortly, right down to everybody that attends. In essence, it's a community event, and without everybody that attends, everybody that volunteers, and everybody that puts their hard work into it, this couldn't be done.
Yeah, fantastic. And quite a big event as well, by the sound of it. Now, I know you're hoping to raise even more cash for Diabetes UK at this year's Fun Day, so we better find out all about it. Can you tell us about it? First of all, where and when is it taking place?
Okay, so it's on the 21st, which is a Saturday of July, and it's at Henderson Sports and Social, which is in Harold Park. We get together there starting at about 12 midday.
Right.
And then we roll on into the early evening. And the whole day is really stacked with entertainment for all the family. So we are, I think, unique in a way. We're different from the Summer Fates. It's not just about the kiddies. We've got our bands there. We've got a lot of live music playing throughout the day. Also then, in support of the charity, we run a raffle.
Yep.
Which is really important to raising funds, and we have some interesting prizes. This year we've got a Lionel Messi photo frame signed. We've got things in terms of pub and restaurant vouchers up in the city, lots of value there. We also have De Rougemont Manor, which is a local hotel in Brentwood. Yeah. So you may know that. There's a night stay there. There's lots of things on the list that are worth a few quid, and definitely people are interested in participating in that.
Yeah,
as well.
You've got some great raffle prizes there. And you've got a lot of entertainment lined up for the children, haven't you? I've looked at one of your posters. You've got a kids' entertainer, a toddler zone, bounce and slide, adventure trail, fantasy run, face painting, bungee run, dinosaur activity, a celebration slide, and an adult bouncy castle. So not just for the kids then.
No.
What is the dinosaur activity? Do you know what that is?
Yeah, it's quite a large inflatable, one of the popular ones. My son absolutely loves it, big dinosaur fan.
Right.
And it's basically your standard inflatable with lots of different bouncy dinosaurs as part of that. Diplodocus from memory, as I can recall Clark climbing up it last year.
You won't be able to keep Scott off of that, will you?
No, you won't. No.
I believe there's no extra charge for going on each of these sort of attractions, is there? It's all included in the entry fee, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. We've all got families ourselves, and one of the big selling points for us is value for money. Yeah. So once you pay that entry fee, kids go free, and they're able to use anything within the event for nothing, so they can get on all the inflatables. There's no charge per play. They can have their face painted again, no charge. As you mentioned, we've got two shows from our children's entertainers, Mr. Custard.
Oh, yeah.
And again, it's no additional payment or fees once you're in.
Fantastic. And there's going to be a charity football match as well. Who's playing who?
We've probably had about 120 different players play for the club since we formed in the early 2000s. Most of us are now obviously far too old, and as already alluded to, far too big to get on our uncle's shoulders. So there comes a time when the boots only get pulled out once a year, and that time is our charity event. And basically, yeah, it's just a bunch of veterans going out there on the football pitch in memory of Matt to play for the Matt Sell Trophy.
Fantastic.
And I think we are 3-1 to Legends, I think, at the moment.
Okay.
Something like that.
And
so
you're one of the legends, are you, Anthony?
We're all legends.
Everyone involved with our days are legends. But we have the legends versus the cup winners. The cup winners every year, and who comes out with the trophy this season.
It sounds fantastic. Now you've also got entertainment on a stage. You've got some bands playing. Can you tell us who'll be performing and a little bit about them?
Yes, Bob. We have a solo singer called Ricky Lee.
Yep.
I know him from singing the Fat and Firkin in Hornchurch. We've got a band called Adrenaline, who I'm not too familiar with, but I've seen some clips of them on Facebook, and they look really good.
Okay.
A duo called Stolen, guy called Mark Collins, and a female vocalist. They're really good. And then we've got two bigger bands that play a little bit later on. One is called The Shindigs, who are new to us, but they're like a five-piece function band, so plenty of stuff going on.
Yeah.
And then we've got our favourites, The Mojo Rising. They've played every year since we've had music as an entertainment. They've come back all free of charge. All the bands obviously come and play for nothing.
So what sort of music do they play, The Mojo Rising?
They play Mojo Rising, are like a funk soul band.
Yeah.
You know, so they do from Stevie Wonder to Otis Redding, like some real good...
Give me a ticket.
Classic. Yeah, I mean, we're really lucky to get that sort of calibre of band to come along and play
this
for nothing.
This is going to be a great day, isn't it?
Really lucky.
What about food and drink?
Yeah, we have available on the day a barbecue, so you've got your standard burgers, sausages, that always gets a very high accolade in terms of its price and quality. For the kiddies, you've got an ice cream van, so you can dip in there to keep cool and buy a lemonade. You also have a couple of different options this year. We've got a candy floss and a popcorn machine for the kiddies, along with two outdoor bars. We've got similar to what we had last year, selling draft beer on tap, and then we've got a Pimm's and Prosecco bar. And then the clubhouse itself is again a real lovely setup. It's not like a sports and social club as you would think. It's more like a pub situated in the middle of a lovely location in the middle of a lovely field. Surroundings perfect for our event.
Sounds wonderful. Now, this sounds like it takes an awful lot of organising. Has it been difficult? Is it a lot of work for you?
It is hard work, Bob. I don't think we're going to sit here and say it's hard work. But it's
got easier as the years have gone on, obviously, because we've already got a sort of an infrastructure that's been put in place from the years gone by. But it's still.
And I think as we have gone on, we've built a good contact list. Yeah. We've built a lot of really good connections, such as Phoenix FM as well.
Indeed.
Yeah. And we've tried to use that as much as we can to our advantage, really. So some things get easier, some things get harder, but I don't think it should be played down in terms of the sheer amount of effort and time that the chaps on the committee put into putting this event on.
And I think that's worth mentioning, Bob. So as part of the committee, there's a wider group. We've got past supporters, Billy Chalk, Ashley Watson, current supporter, Scott Housey, Pete Sell, so Matt's younger brother is still a big part of the organisation. And this year we've got a newbie as well, Robert Trevor, who's come on board. I don't know if I've missed anyone, chaps.
I don't think so.
So we as a committee, we spend a lot of time, as the guy said, building contacts, making it work for us. And I think that although it is hard work, when you get to the day, it pays off. It goes off with an absolute bang, like a firework. You see everybody having a fantastic time, enjoying the day. And for me, that's what it's all about. The hard work is there. The charity is underpinning it all. But it's about the smiles on the faces of those that are attending the day. And, I'll step back sometimes and I'll see people that I don't know at the event walking away with a balloon and a smile. And I know that we've contributed to that and made a lot of people happy. It's a fantastic feeling.
Gives you a nice warm, fuzzy feeling. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Well,
that's not just the beer.
Okay. Well, the only thing we haven't asked you really is how much does it cost?
Well, it's £10 for adults. So £10 for each adult. And then the kiddies go free. So we know that things can cost quite a bit for families these days. But if you're coming over with your other half, it's £20, and that's it.
Yeah.
You can bring a picnic or drink your soft drinks. You have to get the booze behind the bar, but apart from that, really, it's your own time and your own expense. So you can make of it what you will.
Well, it's an absolute bargain for a day's entertainment for a family, isn't it?
And yes,
it is.
You probably wouldn't see the children all day, would you?
You don't. Yeah. I mean, it's you do have to scout around from time to time just for peace of mind that they're.
Yeah.
But after that, they're off on the inflatables and
fantastic. Whatever. Well, I wish you a great success with it. I hope you raise lots of lovely money for Diabetes UK. Now, just before you go, I'd like to ask you football experts about the World Cup. After a fantastic two first results, England go on this evening to face Belgium in a match that is probably less important now that England have qualified for the next stage of the competition. But what are your predictions for tonight's match, and how do you see England getting on in the rest of the competition?
Bob, it's interesting. Although I've got a good core in football, I'll hand over to the experts because I'm a bit clueless in this area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'll hand over to Ann and Scott for an expert opinion.
I wouldn't even count on me.
Well, being a big West Ham fan, I'm probably equally clueless. But I think going into the tournament, I don't think there were huge expectation about what England could do this time around, and I think perhaps getting to the quarterfinals would be seen as a reasonable success.
Yeah.
I think the confidence that they've played within the first two games and some of the more expansive football they've played has been really good to see, though. And, there seems to be a really great team spirit amongst the lads. We have only played Tunisia and Panama, though, not really well beaters on the football stage. So whether or not we can repeat that kind of performance against the likes of Belgium, Brazil, Germany, etc., as we go through the later stages is is something we'll find out very soon.
Absolutely.
Prediction for tonight's game, I'll go for a 2-1 England win.
Nice.
Good lad.
Good for
good
you.
Lad.
What about you, Scott?
I'm going to go for a 3-2 win for England. And I think we've got a good chance of again, no expectations, which is the beauty of it for me. We haven't got any of the older players. So,
no.
It's refreshing to watch. As I say, I've drifted out of football a little bit because we've had children and stuff. Yeah. So
it's been nice that really there hasn't been so much pressure on the players because, as you say, the expectations have been quite low. Yeah. And it's been really nice to see them off to a good start. Anyway, thanks for that panel. You should be on Match of the Day, I think. Yeah.
I think Ann was making his plug for it. He'll be expecting the call tomorrow, Bob.
Okay. Now, one more thing. I'd also like you to choose your favourite World Cup anthem for me to play out with. There's loads to choose from. Some are really good and some are really bad. But what would you choose? Now, you've probably all got different opinions, but we have to have some agreement at the end of this so I know what to play. So let's start with Anthony. What would you choose?
There's a couple spring to mind, obviously, Three Lions, and we've had two stabs at that, haven't we, in 96 and 98.
Yeah.
There's the old famous Back Home song going way back before I was even born, I think. Yeah. But I think my favourite would have to be the one that's got the John Barnes rap in it.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
I knew you was going to go with that.
I'm not going to perform it. But, World in Motion, which I think was our 1990 anthem by New Order, I think, which are also a very great band. So.
It was indeed.
Right. And what about you, Wayne?
Well, I said I don't know a lot about the beautiful game, but I do know about beautiful music, and you've got to say Three Lions.
Ooh,
they do it for me all day long.
Right.
An absolute belter of a tune. For me, it's all about the melody, and you cannot beat Football's Coming Home, because it is. It's coming home.
Well, it looks like Scott's got the casting vote then. Scott, or
do
you
have to choose out the
no,
two? I like Vindaloo.
And you say, what do you like for your Saturday night takeaway?
Yeah. But actually, are you a Wayne? Wayne or Ant?
I suppose this is all part of being a committee. You've got three different views, but eventually you have to come down on one decision.
And the gaffer says, unusually,
I'm not going to go with my own view this time. I think Wayne's probably nailed it with It's Coming Home.
Okay.
Let's go for that.
All right, we'll have that in a moment. But first of all, just a reminder, the Cromer Park Family Fun Day is at Henderson Sports and Social Club, Kenilworth Avenue, Harold Hill, on Saturday, July the 21st. Starts at midday, goes through to about 9 o'clock. It's £10 for adults. Children go free. And if you missed any of that, we'll put all of that up on the Phoenix FM website so you can look it up there.
I was just going to mention the Facebook page, Cromer Park Family Fun Day, and there's a link on there to get your tickets. We're selling out fast, so please, please get on there and get your ticket. Don't miss out on what's going to be a fantastic day.
Thanks very much indeed. And thanks for coming in today and giving me a bit of a laugh. Very good. That's Anthony Simpson, Wayne Hannaway and Scott Hannaway, collectively known as the Cromer Park Foundation, or part of it. OK, it's coming home.
I think it's bad news for the English game. We're not creative enough. We're not positive enough.
It's coming home. It's coming home.